So if you're looking for background music for your next D&D campaign, have I got the album for you. We are talking about the ninth studio album by the British power metal group Dragon Force, Warp Speed Warriors. Now, I probably mentioned when I reviewed the last album, Extreme Power Metal, back in 2019, that I got into this band when they released Sonic Firestorm in 2004. And I feel like people are thinking to themselves, wait a minute, that album doesn't have this song, Through the Fire and Flames. That was on the album after that. So you know what that means, right? I was listening to Dragon Force before it was cool.
You're OG.
Damn, look at you.
I'm actually kidding, everyone. Dragon Force was never cool. But
hey, yo.
But but you guys, it's your first time doing a Dragon Force review. So let's just get an idea of what you guys think of the band, starting with Tyler.
I'm part of that generation who knew of Fire in the Flames and that album in particular. It was like definitely one of those albums I listened to on repeat during when I first got into like metal and everything, like in high school. Yeah, just got fond memories for it and kind of set a baseline. Didn't really look into anything of their more recent stuff, but I'll save the rest of my opinions for when we get to it.
Okay, so you were just a fair weather fan. You the ones I scoffed at, like
pretty much.
What about you, Mitch?
My history with Dragon Force is that I played Guitar Hero 3 religiously when I was...
knew it.
And that's about it. Through the Fire and Flames, dope song. Two of my buddies were supposed to see them and they were really excited, but then COVID happened, so that got canceled. Yeah, and that's kind of it. I never listened to anything else. Actually, one of the singles from this album, which right. I didn't know was going to be like a single for a new album, like my friend sent it to me, and you'll probably guess which one it is, because that has relevancy to my interests, but yeah, like I listened to that and Through the Fire and Flames. So,
oh, wow. So you only heard two songs by them in their entire, whatever, how many year career, yeah. 20 year career.
I'm sure I've probably heard more as hanging out with people, music in the background, yeah. But from my memory, it's only those two.
Yeah, listening to a Dragon Force song is an investment in time because, yeah. You know, so that's what it really is. And so going into this review, guys, I didn't get a chance to listen to this album attentively. But I will give you a first reaction while my trusty co-host will be giving you in-depth reviews. So first listen, I listened to it. Like, you know, I'm a fan of the group speed metal sound. I like their guitar shredding. That's all up my alley. The catchy vocals, the harmonies they're doing, the fantasy lyrics that they do. I thought it was it's always great that they do in their sound. It's always, and they do that all here. And one of the things I did notice about this album that the other ones that I kind of mentioned is the previous albums, they would have like, you know, songs that go from 7 minutes to 8 minutes long. Whereas this album, like the longest song is, you know, they're all the songs that you say are under 7 minutes, which I found surprisingly, you know, I was okay with that. I don't know why, because I recall like, you know, back when you go to like a bar and they had the jukeboxes and you couldn't like use your app and stuff like that. If you want to get your investment on like a quarter, put a Dragon Force song on and you got like, you know, a good 10 minutes of like you're owning the jukebox on one track. But now it's just like, oh, they're tightening the fat a little bit. They're getting in and out with this particular album. And I was, for the most part, I enjoyed that. What are your thoughts on that, guys?
I was going to say they're in tune with the low attention span in the world now.
Yeah, yeah. Do you like that they're shorter, or being that I said earlier that the investment of time is not as detrimental, did you like that the song they're shorter, Mitch?
Yeah, I like, again, I don't have too many Dragon Force songs to even compare it to. So for me, a couple of the tracks in particular felt like they were 7 minutes long. I feel like they should be as long as they were.
Interesting. Okay.
Being like, this is still going on. Like, I'd like zone out for a little bit and be like, wait a minute, I'm still here.
Well, that's interesting. That's going to have an effect on your thoughts then. What about you, Tyler? You never notice that their songs were long either, right?
Like I did happen to look through before we started this evening to like look at their other stuff a little bit more. And yeah, they do have a track record of having longer songs. And then compared to this, I'm like, well, shit. All right. But I'm no stranger to shorter albums. I don't mind listening to them, but
all right,
this one definitely feel like it stretched just a little bit.
Well, let's just go with it. Any songs you guys want to talk about? Like, I'll chime in anything I can say. Go ahead,
Mitch. You're up first.
All right. Well, okay. Well, let me start off with something that I liked. The Legend of Zelda song, man.
Yes. Okay.
Hyrule. Like, that's cool. Well, what was that one called?
Power of the Triforce.
Power of the Triforce. Yes. For new listeners or whatever, I'm a huge Zelda fan. Been my life since I was a kid. For Ocarina of Time, first game I ever played. I have the Triforce on my leg. I love it. And this was the song that my friend had sent me months ago. And
actually, I'll correct you. We when we did the songs we're looking forward to for this year, that was the song we played. Remember that podcast we did?
Yeah.
I'm that friend.
No, actually. I did. That was one where like I think you played it and I was like, oh yeah, like that was like sent to me on Facebook. My friend JP, shout out JP. But
well, excuse me, princess.
Yeah, I'm not excuse JP's light. But fucking yeah, like that was pretty cool. They name dropped my favorite game. They said Twilight Princess. I was like, hell yeah. You know, please re-release that on Switch, Nintendo. I know you're listening. but yeah,
Shigeru, we're looking at you.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? Make the movie animated. What is with this live action shit? It's supposed to be animated by Ghibli. It's the only people who can do it. That's besides the point.
Yeah, but, focus, guys. Yeah, focus.
Yeah. You got me going on Zelda, man. I mean, yeah, like that was a cool thing. So I was like, oh yeah, like clearly it's like supposed to be like, you know, like nerdy references. You know, the album cover, they're all like video game characters and there's a dragon, whatever. I thought that was cool, but
yeah.
I think that if the lyrical content wasn't about Zelda, like I don't think I would really care too much.
Yeah, I recall that song was like not as fast as the opening song where I thought the first song, Astro Warrior Anthem, that's what it's called, that was like, oh, this is typical Dragon Force, maybe that's why you don't care. But yeah. I was like, but this is what I kind of like when they're aggressively fast, the drumming's kicking, the technical guitar was happening. So I'm like, yeah, if Guitar Hero was still a thing, this would be like the song that people would like show off by playing on expert mode. Like, look at all the buttons I'm pushing. But I like that song and the song you guys are mentioning. I'm not a Zelda like fanatic. I actually don't like RPGs, but all the references that they're making of that game and the song, I thought it was fun. If you're a Zelda fan like Mitch is, definitely a good song. What about you? You want to go any other songs you like? Do you want to cut to Tyler now?
Tyler has the floor.
Okay.
I kind of, they did a weird thing where by the third track, what was it? Kingdom of Steel. They like switched like this melancholy, not melancholy, like this lighthearted, like, oh, look at us. We're like fantasy band.
Yeah. Like, that sounded like a Phil Collins song to me.
I was going to say something.
Oh my
from,
God.
Like,
you guys
Willow.
Thought that too.
Yeah.
I literally thought that when I was listening to it today. I was like, damn, this kind of sounds like Phil Collins, but I didn't write it down. So I was like, "That maybe that's ridiculous."
No, it's like it's total 80s arena rock right there. So yeah. Maybe that's what if we both thought that, Mitch, that's probably what they were going for.
Yeah, they were successful.
But go on, Tyler, sorry.
No, you're good. I did like Space Marine Corps.
Of course you did.
Just because it's like, it's just Starship Troopers the musical.
Yeah, totally. I thought about that too. If they make a new Star Trek Troopers, that song should be in the closing credits.
And I want Michael Ironside to dance on stage. That's my only request.
Yeah. Were you singing along to that like call and response thing when I remember there was like when you're marching with like the sergeant, it was kind of like that, you know. I'm like, this is cute. And then when I thought it's going on too long, they stopped it and went back to the chorus. So I'm like, other than that, I thought, you know, that song, was fun.
Yeah, no, it was well structured. I found myself enjoying it a little bit more than I thought I would.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit disappointed that they had a song called The Killer Queen and it wasn't actually a cover of Killer Queen, even
Oh,
though there is a cover on
they
this
couldn't do,
album.
yeah, they can't do two covers on the album. They
I
gotta just
think
do
we did
one.
get a cover.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, no, I'm still there with Mitch though. Power Triforce is a great little song for the nerds in the audience. But outside of that, it really didn't sound like Dragon Force, at least what I'm expecting.
Okay, so it sounds like I really should listen to it more. I don't want to be the Dragon Force defender, but on the side with my co-host here, I don't go back to those albums that I listen to more. I think what it was for me back in 2004 was like it was so new that I wore that album out, and yeah, that was it. I'm not gonna be that guy, Mitch. I'm not gonna do it. You want me to be that dude that's going to be like, now that they're popular, I can't like them anymore. It wasn't that. I don't know what it was, but I just, I would get excited here every time a new song would come on. I listen to it and I like it, but I never would go the extra mile to listen to a whole album until we started doing the podcast. And then I listened to the album, I did my work, and now I don't go back to it anymore. But with this album, I think like what's interesting is I would hear like, what I liked about them with that when they're doing the blast beats, and there's a song called Burning Heart, which I thought was what I like when they're doing fast stuff. And then when they do something that's off the grid a bit, like the song you mentioned with the Phil Collins stuff, and then another song called Doomsday Party. I had to write that down because they're combining like power metal with like disco, like bass grooves and like 80s club beats. It's like really synth wave like sound. I'm like, this is interesting. I'm not bored. I'm actually intrigued. And you guys are saying, no, this is like, you don't feel that way? Or am I mentioning songs that just were like the ones you were talking about earlier where they were like, this is still on? Are those one of those songs?
Like, I feel like I'm just going to put this out there. Like, again, just because I don't know too much about their back discography except for what I know, it feels a little unfocused. Like they're trying to keep up with that speed, like power metal that they are known for, but then experiment out. But like, if you're gonna experiment, why not just like dedicate either like a few singles or like maybe half an album or something to it? But like, I don't know. What did you think, Mitch?
I agree because it something I noted in my and when I was listening to it was, it's very fast, but it still kind of feels like nothing to me. Like, it doesn't feel very full of substance. It's like, this is fast. This is Dragon Force, right? You guys played through the Fire and Flames on Expert on Guitar Hero. Like, come on. And it's just like, you know, it's like Prelude to Darkness. I wrote, when that happens, I was like, Prelude to Darkness, give me a fucking break. Did a child write these song names? And then like it goes like on to like Killer Queen, and it's like, oh, it's the Prelude to Darkness, so it's going to be like a really dark song or something. And I just said, they're doing Through the Fire and Flames.
Yeah, I did notice that some songs I got the arrangement of older stuff.
Yeah,
I do see that, but I don't know. It's just maybe that's the point for familiarity. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not about it.
Okay.
It felt very juvenile.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It just like, it's not something I would listen to. I noted that even the band name Dragon Force sounds like what a 9-year-old would name his imaginary band. And like a lot of the song names are also that way. Because I know if I was a kid, I probably wrote a little song about Zelda, I'm sure. So... It just felt very a little cringe sometimes because of that, I guess.
A little cringe? Would you agree with
a rough listen?
Would you agree with that, Tyler? Is it cringy?
Let me put it to you like this. Do you guys know about the anime Berserk?
Yes.
Like that dark fantasy, like that in my mind, that's Dragon Force. Like if they were to score Berserk, that's who would do it. But like now, it is cringe. I agree.
Okay. All right. Speaking of cringe, we might as well get to it then. And this is, and I'm, I feel like I kind of sit on the sidelines defending this particular like musician, and I'm using, you can't see, but I'm using quotes now, and this is why I don't really consider her a musician. I think, real quick, like people hate Taylor Swift because of how popular she is and how much she's in our faces all the time. But going back to what I said earlier, I disliked Taylor Swift before it was cool. Back when she stopped doing country music, which I'm not even being a country music, I'm like, because I grew up on the time when the word sellout would come out if you change your style. But then when she did it, I was like, why is no one calling around on that? With the Red Album and all that stuff. And now everyone hates, like, is like coming out like, oh, she sells for stuff like that. And I'm like, she obviously is not an artist. She is in it for
Used by a
business.
boardroom to exist to give boring music to boring people.
She's a businesswoman now. She's not making music that means stuff to her or speaking like, you know, her mind. This is selling stuff, and this is what she's doing, is why she's reselling her same album over and over again.
It's the most
I
vanilla, safest shit. You know what I mean? Like, it's for the general masses. It pisses. I don't know. I'm a hater.
okay,
We
but I don't, it's just
got a, we got
this
Swifty
she's
over
not
here.
making,
Got
she's not trying
Tyler
to make,
Swift over here.
yeah, she's not
No,
trying
I
to make,
just
she's
like when I think of Taylor Swift, I imagine like the typical white girl in flannel with the Uggs and the pumpkin spice. Vanilla is
Yeah.
something that's so fucking far from that. I
Yeah,
don't know why.
exactly. Apple picking in the fall, you know,
Apple
all that stuff.
picking.
So it's just, and dude, I know we're risking losing listeners right now because all the Swifties are going to start sending us letter bombs and stuff. I'm not, I'm totally on your side, Swifties. I don't have a problem with what she's doing. I can watch the Super Bowl and she's there. I don't care. You know, I don't listen to her music. She doesn't affect me. That being said, why are we covering our song by her? And going back to what you guys are saying, this cover that she did, The Wildest Dream, I had to actually do what I always do, Tyler, what I always do when I say, oh, it's a cover song. And I never heard this song before. I got to compare them. So I listened to her version, which shockingly, I'm saying I never heard this song before because I don't, if I don't have to hear a Taylor Swift song, I'm able to avoid it. It's so easy for me. And it sounded like what Dragon Force would do with this song. And I was just like, this is expected and unnecessary at the same time. What do you guys think?
I thought it was super lame. I thought it was a really lame attempt to just be like, listen to our album. We have a Taylor Swift thing. You guys like Taylor Swift, right? So lame, dude. Like, why? Why? Well, I just why. It's because they just wanted people to like draw people in, you know? Or like the guy who likes metal and he you know has a girlfriend who only listens to Taylor Swift. He could be like, oh, I have a metal song you might like. It's for situations like that, you know?
Yeah, so basically, me and Mitch are on the same page. He was just more harsher than I was. But what do you think, Tyler, of the cover?
I mean, honestly, before I say anything, I feel like I've cast more shade on John Lennon than you have on Taylor Swift this day.
Man, you
I'm
got. I
also
have to keep cutting
gonna
out
say,
all this Beatle hate every time he does
oh,
this.
you cut it out, son of a
Yeah,
bitch.
dude. Actually, I don't. I'm trying to say. I'm trying to help you out, man. I'm trying to help you.
I
Help.
don't.
People song by the Beatles.
I will say I don't have any personal qualms against Taylor, but I do. I'm starting to see that she is more of a music industry cog, let's just say. The cover was lame. I didn't even bother looking into the original song. Like I'll try to do it for other people, but like I just couldn't, man. I could. I hear Taylor Swift every other day when I get in my fucking car. I can't. I can't.
Yeah.
Enough.
Well, overall, I guess we can wrap this up. I'll just go my I don't have a rating, but overall, compared to the last album, these guys made some good points. I will take those to consideration in my next few listens. But compared to the last album, I enjoyed this more. I like the tightness of it, and it's doing what I like Dragon Force to do most of the time, and when they strayed from like that path and did something different, I was not bored with it, and I was like intrigued for the most part. So that's me. Let's go to Tyler. Let's, if you have any other thoughts, seeing what you actually would rate this album.
Like, I, you know what? I'm just gonna say it again. I'm gonna reiterate. I used to think Dragon Force was like akin to Berserk, like that dark fantasy style, like fantasy music, like that kind of shit, like really fast and heavy and awesome as fuck. Here, nah, fuck this. I'm not giving it a fuck this. I'm just saying this is horrible. Oh. Skip.
Woo! I was like, wow, I was like, I was literally cutting. I was gonna put some pearls on him, clutch him when you said that. Like, wow, like really? Tyler doesn't like this? Because that would mean that, wow, they, you really fucked up if Tyler doesn't like you.
No, I mean, there's a few good tracks on here, but out of 10, there's only probably like 3 or 4. It's not that great.
All right. I'm proverbially hurt, but what do you think, Mitch?
Here's how I'll do this. I will go through my notes because I was really in my feelings for some reason when I was writing my notes for this. Then I feel that'll just speak for it.
Gotcha. One of
the first things in here. This music gives me the same cringe feeling I get when I watch theater people act like that. It's like performative, and it's just like, you know, like I'm doing a face right now. And this is an audio podcast, mono, but it's just like that kind of like in your face, kind of like
he's wide eyed and fake smiling.
I'm doing like anime gestures and poses, like that kind of shit.
There's all these lines behind him, like in squiggly motions and stuff.
My nose is bleeding. I saw a beautiful woman.
Waterfall tears. It's like
feigning substance when there is none. Like it's just not real, you know. It just feels like not. It's not it. It's not it.
Maybe that's why they did cover Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's while also like taking itself seriously, I guess. Like I said with the name. The name Dragon Force and just all the titles. I'm just like, oh my god. What was that one? It was like Pixel God.
Yeah, video game one. Yeah. Ready Player
like,
Two.
I was like, this would be in that shitty Adam Sandler movie and no one talked about Pixel.
Oh.
I immediately thought of that and I was like, that's it.
Damn.
You know, again, you know, just the names. I couldn't give less of a fuck about this entire album. I'm a hater to this kind of rock in general, I guess, but this was just hard for me to sit through. I just feel like that shit should just be like phased out. I'm like, get it out of my face. Like, I'm such a hater with this. I'm giving it a fuck this, man. I don't even know if I've ever done it because it was just like so insane for me to listen to. And then that Taylor Swift cover being in there, I was like, this is just nothing to me. This is just like, I would never want to listen to that again.
I don't understand how if you liked a song, you're going to go that low though.
Because I hated everything else. And I said when I talked about that song that if the lyrical content was anything besides Zelda, that's did to me what it would do to a Taylor Swift fan if they heard that Taylor Swift cover. It draws you in.
I thought I was going to say something about utterly destroying you, but
it's a trick. So it would have been cooler to me, I guess, if that was just some single that my friend sent me months ago. And then like every so often I'm like, oh yeah, Dragon Force, they did that Zelda song once, I guess. And then that's kind of it. But no, I had to sit through like an hour of just like, I can't stand like that voice. It just like grates me, man. I'm it's just not my thing. So I
feel
that because like people are probably like, this guy's just like an asshole. But it's like, if you're into this kind of rock, classic rock, I still think there's a lot of better things for you to listen to. So if you're just a rock fan in general, maybe I would just say skip this. But for me personally, I'm like, fuck this, man. I just don't want to listen to that ever again.
Okay. Well, people are going to be like, oh man, Kermit's going off on this album, you know,
but, one angry frog.
Well, yeah, let us know what you think of the Dragon Force album and tell me if I should listen to it after all, or if I join the ranks of these guys and that was enough for me.